Hilchos Bishul, Perek Aleph. Starting a new Melacha, Bishul B'Shabbos. To go on the Melacha from Bishul is Oifa B'Shabbos, means baking. There's no difference between baking, no difference between baking and cooking. It's all the same thing on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and change something with fire. Whether you're going to bake with fire, whether you're going to cook with fire. There's no difference. We learned it from the Mishkan, which the Mishkan used to go and cook, whether it was summer money, whether it was the dyes, or anything else. That's what it was in the Mishkan, the Melacha from Oifa. The same thing is with cooking. Bif Aleph. Bishul Be'esh Begufi Chimum Chashmali. To go and cook with fire or any element from Chashmal. Also, you're not allowed to go and cook on Shabbos with anything, fire, or toldos ha'esh. We'll see exactly what is toldos ha'esh in 2 minutes. There's no difference if you've got a fire which is open or a fire which is covered over. Therefore, he explains. When you've got the element from chashmal inside, let's say a kettle, it comes red hot inside. Even though one doesn't see it, the element inside comes red hot. The red hot is ash covered over. Red hot is considered ash. Therefore, if a person goes and puts on a machshir chashmal on Shabbos, he's have also Mishum Bishul. And that the Koma Shenechta B'Sefer Zeh B'Inyan Shimush B'Machshirim Chashmalim Hu B'Oifin She'ein Chashash Isur Mitzad Yitzur HaChashmal B'Shabbos. We're not discussing the part of making Chashmal on Shabbos, connecting Chashmal to the thing on Shabbos. We're discussing what happens when the Chashmal is on. What have you done? Have you done an Isur from Bishul? Because if the element comes red, it is God din from Bishul. Even if it is covered, it doesn't help us. Covering does not help us to take it away from the Issa from Bishul. Se'ir face. Bishul bekeli vishin shosim neish. Mayim isha mashkim chamim. Shayat seledes poem. Shosim neish. Vadanim toim bekeli shaboy. Nishpashlu. Blahu kule keli acher. Also, the Bishul bem the dinan kadin told us all. Toldos ha'or means fire. Toldos ha'or means the child, means the next stage. If a person does not cook on the fire itself, he cooks in the water which came off the fire. Let's explain the case. He had a pot which was on the fire. He took the pot off the fire. Now the pot has got water inside it. This water is considered toldos ha'esh. It's not the fire itself. If it is, child from the fire. It is called the keli rishon, which he took off the fire. Keli rishon, which he took off the fire, God didn't told us the ish. The person has gone put inside it things which haven't been cooked, and it will cook it in the water. Then it's considered issa min ha'toyah. Told us the ish is also min ha'toyah. Therefore, a person has to know. Person is not allowed to put in the pot which came off the stove anything which is not allowed to be cooked. Therefore, person is not allowed to put in any bread or kartonim or to put in powder, soup powder. Because if it has some sort of stuff inside which hasn't been cooked, because you're cooking in something which is considered a toldos ha'or. And if you're going to cook with it, you're going to be chayv chatos, according to most poskim. Therefore, one also shouldn't put back cold soup into the pot which came off the gas. So, if the pot is still yad seledes boy, if it is yad seledes boy, it's still considered cooking, able to cook. If it's less than yad seledes boy, it's not considered ash altogether. If it is yad seledes, the pot considered toldos ha'esh, which you're cooking in Toldos ha'esh, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. V'lachen, imeriku si'im marak min ha'esh, אַז זיי זענען באצייך קוזמאן שיא צלדס פוי. די מאַכט שיש פעם איז אַ בישל. ווי טוק אויף דה פּאָט. פון דה פייער, יא נאָט האָט צו פּוט אין סייד איט אניטינג which is not which hasn't been cooked yet if the pot is still yad the lettuce pot.